While the national Do Not Call list is in effect for more than 50 million Americans, it still faces legal challenges. At least a few people welcome telemarketing calls, but not because they want what the callers are selling. They toy with telemarketers, record the conversations, and sell the calls on CDs. Roy Furchgott reports.
It usually starts around dinner time.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Maid.
I spoke with you.
Like millions of Americans, two men, one in Nashville, the other in New Jersey, get countless calls from telemarketers. But these two have stopped getting mad. Instead, they hit the record button on their answering machines and get even.
Hello?
Mr. Price?
Yeah, could you speak a little louder?
Yeah, and I'm getting back to you because obviously...
You're going to have to speak a little louder than that, sir.
You're requesting some information?
That's too loud. That's too loud.
Too loud. Well, how's this? All right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. The partners who we are raising capital...
You're going to have to go a little louder.
The partners are raising capital...
It's the same. You didn't...
Goodbye. This is ridiculous.
That's Jim Florentine, who's turned his spite towards telemarketers and a talent for pranks into a career. You may have heard him on the Comedy Central TV show Crank Anchors. There's also Tom Mabe, a Nashville advertising jingle writer and anti-telemarketing crusader. He's turned incoming sales calls into CDs like Revenge on the Telemarketers, Parts 1 and 2, on the Virgin Records label. He says he sold about 150,000 copies.
It's funny because, you know, at one time they wouldn't let me make a living because they kept on calling me, you know, every hour. And I'm kind of making a living out of them. It's kind of ironic.
Hello?
May I speak to the lady of the house, please?
This is she. Hello?
It may sound like a simple prank, but it's also grassroots guerrilla consumerism. Sometimes childish, sometimes crude, but consumerism with real economic underpinnings. Telemarketing's a cheap way to make sales. When people like Florentine and Mabe waste a telemarketer's time and buy nothing, it gets less cheap for the telemarketers.
Yeah.
I need to verify the information, and I can tell you about the vacation you can receive?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me just put you on my bubble.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. I guess he wants me to talk to you about this?
Okay, yeah. Hold on a second. Let me put my brother on the phone. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Price.
Yeah.
Can I verify this information with you now?
Okay, hold on. Let me just put my brother on real quick. Hello?
Jim Florentine and a friend kept that going for over 2 minutes. Most telemarketers say they seldom encounter pranksters. Jesse Crow, CEO of high-end telemarketing firm Voicemail Broadcasting Corporation, says it's good, clean fun. But while two pranksters are comical, Crow says a legion of pranksters could be costly to telemarketers.
I think it is just hilarious. But anyone who is generally in the business of doing telemarketing, they have certain performance parameters that they have to hit. And if it ends up slowing it down, I think it would have the impact of making it less profitable and maybe reduce the amount of calls that are being made.
That's exactly what Tom Mabe is trying to encourage.
Every week I get tons of email, and people are telling me, you know, oh, geez, I love that one call. I can't wait for a telemarketer to call me because I'm gonna mess with them.
Mr. Mabe, this is Todd from Gooey Carpet Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling people in your area to tell you about our $29.90.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you called. Look, can you guys get blood out of the carpet?
Well, I
got blood all over the place, man.
Well, okay, yeah, sure.
I got it on the drapes. I got it on the couch.
Is there a day that I might be able?
No. Look, here, can you come over now?
I don't know. I have to.
Sometimes these bits backfire. Both pranksters have had visits from police when they suckered telemarketers into believing they'd committed real mayhem. As much as they enjoy toying with commercial callers, both Mabe and Florentine favor the Do Not Call list. Tom Mabe isn't worried that it will put them out of business.
The national Do Not Call list, you know, there's enough loopholes in it big enough that you could drive a truck through.
The telemarketing sales rule, as the regulation behind the registry is formerly known, doesn't restrict calls from political organizations, pollsters, charities, and companies you already do business with. That means every purchase you make is an invitation to a telemarketer. Jim Florentine is unapologetic about what happens when they take him up on that invitation.
I understand they're trying to make a living, but I'm going to mess with you if you call my phone. It's like someone knocking on your door trying to sell you stuff, you know, 8 times a night. How annoying is that?
51 million Americans think it's pretty annoying. But for Mabe, Florentine, and people like them, that's okay. Otherwise, it wouldn't be such poetic justice to annoy the telemarketers right back. For NPR News, I'm Roy Furchgott.